Welcome into the Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by May Adam and the Peer VA Clinic. And we're going to talk this morning with some folks from Sleep in Heavenly Peace, Mark Edwardson and Amy Lukin. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Nice to have you here. And we want to let people know about what's going on, because you do a very wonderful thing. First, tell us about Sleep in Heavenly Peace.
So Sleep in Heavenly Peace is a national organization that's main goal is to get beds for kids. So our motto is no kid sleeps on the floor in our town.
And that is a great, great project. And how long has this been going on in the Peer area?
We have been going for almost 4 years. We took almost a year off there for COVID, but we are up to 207 beds in those 4 years that we have delivered in our Peer and Fort Peer communities. And we have built 185 beds that we have then turned around and given to those children that are sleeping on the floor. And when we deliver a bed, it is the bed, the mattress, or the frame, the mattress, all the bedding and everything, so that the child can go to sleep that night. So
that is fantastic. Just, I mean, that number, there's that many kids that have a place to sleep and, you know, to feel comfortable going into their room and to go into bed for the evening. That is awesome. And you have an event coming up here you want to invite folks to come out and join you for.
Yeah, we're excited to announce that this Saturday, September 10th, starting at 9 a.m., we will be having Bunks Across America, which is where all the chapters for Sleep in Heavenly Peace try and get together and build beds. Our goal nationally is trying to get about 8,000 beds built this year on Saturday.
Wow.
And we're hoping in our chapter to get about 40 beds built.
That would be great. So what does this entail for somebody who maybe they're not really good at woodworking or, you know, putting things together? Is this something that they can be part of still?
Absolutely. We have jobs for anyone. No experience is required. No tools are required. The only thing is, don't show up in your Sunday best, because you're probably going to get dirty, whether it's sawdust or whatever else. But yeah, we take regular construction lumber, 2x4s, 2x6s, 1x4s, and cut them down, sand them up so that children don't get slivers or anything like that, and then stain them and put them together into basically a kit that we then would turn around and deliver when we have a delivery day. And we just kind of stock up for now, and then over the winter we usually deliver, and it's kind of how it works.
Just need some help to get these built, and yeah, the more hands that are going to be there, it's just going to be quicker and making the work lighter for everybody.
Yeah, and children are welcome to come and help with their parents if they want. There really is no experience needed at all. We'll teach you what to do, show you what to do. We do use some power tools, so there'll be different jobs for different people.
Right. Yeah, this sounds like a great opportunity for a family that, you know, they're looking for something to do to help out. This would be a perfect way to do that.
We do have plenty of families that help us, and obviously we always have room for more. So the national organization kind of says two people per one bed that you're planning to build. So therefore we would need 80-ish volunteers. We can find jobs for 80 people. That's not an issue.
So. Right. So it just come on out. It's going to be a great thing to do. It's going to be really rewarding.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
So where is this going to be taking place again?
So this will be here in Peer. The address is 1615 Grandview Street, and it's on the north side of town, just past the criminal justice building in a neighborhood up there.
Okay. So come on out. It's going to be rewarding. And like you said, no experience, you'll get some there, which will be cool. And you're going to make sure some of these kids around the area are going to have a great place to lay down for the night.
That is correct. Yeah, we're starting at 9. We'll probably be there by 7:30 or 8. If anybody can only make like 8 to 10 work or something like that, we'll take it. Whatever we can, whatever anybody's willing to volunteer, we'll put you to work.
Well, and if you have questions ahead of time or need to get in touch with one of us, you can always go through Facebook and look up Sleep in Heavenly Peace Peer, or you can contact Brian, our chapter president. Phone number is 605-310-2067.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for being part of this and spearheading and doing a great thing for the community. And we look forward to seeing how the turnout is and, you know, what if you're able to hit those 40, that would be great. So we're going to have to follow up on that.
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll be in touch.
Thank you, Dave. Awesome.
Thank you so much. There's Mark Edwardson and Amy Luking joining us from Sleep in Heavenly Peace. If you want the details, we'll get that up on the website as well. That is the Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by May Adam and the Peer VA Clinic.